From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate is girding for a late-night session tonight to vote on President Obama's proposal extending all Bush-era tax cuts. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Senate passage of the measure is expected, but there's less certainty about the bill's next stop, the House.
After getting 83 votes Monday in a procedural step, the two-year extension of the tax cuts is on a glide path for Senate approval. But when House Democrats take it up, they want to change the terms of a revived estate tax in the bill. Their aim is to lower the amount of large inheritances that's exempt from taxation from $5 million to $3.5 million. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell warned the tax cut agreement he worked out with President Obama should not be changed.
And I hope that our friends in the House will understand that that's the best way to go forward, simply pass the Senate bill, get it down to a president who supports the understanding.
Changing the bill in the House would require another Senate vote, and many Senate Republicans say they would oppose it if the estate tax provision were altered. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities in Sweden are now saying they'll appeal a British judge's decision to grant bail to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Assange's lawyers say they were told today because of that appeal it's likely to be another 48 hours before he can be freed from a London jail. Assange, a 39-year-old Australian, has been in jail for a week on a Swedish arrest warrant in a sex crimes investigation. Assange has denied any wrongdoing, and his lawyers say he plans to fight Sweden's extradition order. Some of Assange's supporters have said they suspect the request is motivated in no small part by the website's decision last month to release a trove of 250,000 secret U.S. diplomatic cables. U.S. Treasury Department is defending the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention program, but NPR's Chris Arnold reports it's drawing sharp criticism from a congressional oversight panel.
The oversight panel said the homeowner assistance effort has been, quote, ineffective. The Obama administration originally estimated that its so-called home affordable modification program would lower payments for 3 to 4 million homeowners to help them avoid foreclosure. But the report said that mortgage lenders haven't been taking advantage of the program and the Treasury Department hasn't been holding them accountable.
I think it, however, is somewhat unfair. This program has had many critics.
That's Assistant Treasury Secretary Tim Massad.
We have accomplished 500,000 permanent modifications to date. That's a lot of people.
But the oversight panel says it's far short of the program's goal and far short of the approximately 10 million foreclosures expected by 2012. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
With the critical holiday shopping season underway, good news for the nation's retailers. The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose for a fifth straight month in November, up 0.8%. Stock market indexes ended the session higher today in part in response to those stronger-than-expected retail sales numbers. The Dow was up 48 points. The Nasdaq gained 2 points. The S&P 500 was up a fraction. This is NPR. The U.S. Justice Department now says it will appeal a ruling by a judge in Virginia declaring a portion of the Obama administration's new health care law unconstitutional. According to a department spokesperson, the Virginia lawsuit at issue was one of a number of pending challenges, four of which were unsuccessful. In a statement, Justice Department officials say the state statute is, quote, not applicable nationwide, and the department believes this case should follow the ordinary course of allowing the Court of Appeals to hear it first. Some Republicans have argued the case should go straight to the Supreme Court. America is becoming less segregated. NPR's Alex Kellogg reports that's new census data reported today shows the U.S. became more integrated last year than at any time in the last century.
Racial segregation is on the decline, and there's more good news. America's neighborhoods are as diverse as they've been in more than 100 years. Segregation among blacks and whites fell in many of the nation's largest cities, with blacks and whites split more evenly between the suburbs and inner city than they have been in years. But ethnic segregation remains, particularly for Hispanics. In some areas, such as Chicago and Buffalo, Hispanics are mixing in. In smaller communities, they remain separate, often clustered in tiny pockets. Experts say Hispanic immigrants cluster for support. For the Latino vote, there could be an upside. More and more newly Hispanic areas could mean more Hispanic districts as the nation is carved up for redistricting later this year. Alex Kellogg, NPR News, Washington.
Winter weather system that's already battered the Midwest has now moved east. In Ontario, Canada, officials say 150 people had to be rescued from a snow-covered highway. Some were taken out by helicopters. Snow has also been falling in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. In Cleveland, as much as 9 inches of snow could fall before a storm warning expires tomorrow. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.